code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 10th of September 2009. For newcomers, I always advise you go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, scroll down, see all the other sites I have up there, and bookmark them for future use, because once in a while the big servers go down, and I think there's more of that to come in the near political future. So if you bookmark those, you'll find that you can always get the latest shows and download them for free. And you'll see there's a whole bunch to choose from. There's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com. There's also cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca, Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and Alan Watt Sentinel.eu. The last one is the European site, and it has all the same audios as the other sites, but it also has the addition of transcripts of some of these talks that I've given, which you can download for print-up, and they're written in the various languages of Europe, and there's more translators coming in all the time. If you want to try your hand at translating, give me a call, just or email me at alanwattcuttingthrough@yahoo.com, and we'll set you up with something to try. And I don't bite people's heads off for using different kind of wording. It's very hard to translate directly from one language to another, as long as the main message gets out there for people to understand in the other languages. That's what's important. So I'm quite easy going that way. Now remember, too, that the show is brought to you, the listeners, by you, the listeners, and I need your help to keep going all the time, because it's expensive doing what I do. I don't have corporate backing. I'm not out to set up an empire or create a career for myself in these troubled times. What I'm doing is just an important thing to do. I say it's the only game in town, because when you understand what's going on and what we're really living through, there's nothing else. There's nothing else left. So I need your help to keep going. And you can see on my website how to either buy the books and so on I have for sale, and the discs, etc., or you can donate to me. You can use PayPal for donations or for purchasing. You can also use personal checks within Canada and the U.S. And you can use Western Union outside of the Americas or MoneyGram. And as I say, some people sometimes send cash. That cuts out the little fat, podgy guy with the triple chins. So, as I say, that's what I do. I do something that's necessary in these troubled times. And many people get the discs burned and passed to them at meetings and so on, and they don't use computers. So you can get in touch with me at Alan Watt, site 41, box 4, Estaire, which is E-S-T-A-I-R-E, Ontario, Canada. Postal code is P as in Peter, the number 3, E as in Elizabeth, the number 4, N as in Nora, the number 1, P-3-E-4-N-1. And reality is quite something I've been thinking about today, on and off between different things like getting wheel bearings off a vehicle and smashing them out and putting new ones in, stuff like that. Odd ideas go through your head, especially if when you've been doing this sort of thing for years, all your own stuff, and you see the quality of everything going down and down and down each time you do it. It's quite amazing when they keep going on about sustainability, and yet at the same time, the big boys who are the bosses of sustainability generally have the largest shares in the big companies that make the junk that they sell you, and nothing's meant to last very long. So, they're hypocrites, but what else is new? But getting back to reality, we'll talk about that when I come back from this break.
Thank you. The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
This is Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. Reality is astonishing, really. I've mentioned many, many times when you think about reality and ask people's definitions of it. Generally, they're the same. It's what is. In other words, whatever they've been brought in, up into, which society they've been brought up or born into and brought up in, is reality. It's the normal way things could be. They can't imagine it being any other way. And they truly have been taught, and they believe this. It's an easy thing to want to believe. It's a lazy way out, that we just sort of go through life and centuries even, stumbling along some dark pathway, and the occasional guiding light pulls them in a different direction. That's what they think. They think things are actually happening, not by plan, but always by accident, you might say, and sudden discoveries and sudden inventions and things like that. They don't realize that those in power never, and Plato said this, could never allow anything to start at the bottom level of society that wasn't planned, because it could upset the whole system of control. Therefore, those in control and have been in control for an awful long time always plan the centuries. And it's taught in economics, in fact, that long-term investment strategy for corporations and companies, you plan it out in 50 years, in 100 years, where you want to be in 50 or 100 years. And step by step, you hope to achieve certain goals by 10 years, 15, 20, and so on. The United Nations does the same thing, because they really use the same system as the Soviet or the communist system, where they had 5-year plans for one certain aspect, 10 for another, 15, 50 for another, etc., 100-year plans for other ones. That's how society really is run. And when they're changing you from one reality into another reality, they had to go almost in a war-type mode. In fact, it is a war-type mode, a war on your mind. Everyone must start believing the same things at the same time, even though it starts with a little sort of faint glow, like brush taken off with a spark, and starting to sort of smoke a little bit, and then it gradually comes into fire until it's normal. That's how it goes through society, because most folk don't really consciously go and inquire as to see if news is even has any factuality at all. They really believe the news is genuine, even though people 50 years ago were very suspicious of all news because they knew their histories. And corporations that ran news media were just that. They were private corporations with their own agendas, you see. Now in the days when we've got equal propaganda, you have left-wing and right-wing propaganda, and that they both are wealthy people, run by wealthy people, both sides. And really it's one side that really runs them all. I always say the left wing and the right wing are attached to the same bird. And the body of the bird is always hidden behind a shield. You'll find that, you see. So the public can't see it or who they are. But when you have a bunch of millionaires on one side and lawyers, and a bunch of millionaires on their side and lawyers, how on earth can they possibly speak for the people? Especially that type who've literally, psychopathically, clawed their way up to the top into CEO positions of corporations, etc. You need to be a psychopath to do that, you see. And if you have any feelings at all, your own guilt would bring you down. You wouldn't be able to stab the next person in the back to get above them. But these people have no shame whatsoever. They are psychopathic. Many articles have been written about it in the last few years, and thank goodness, because it's about time they realize that psychopaths aren't just the guys at the bottom level, the inadequate types that simply want to get drunk, or they see something in a shop window, they smash the window and grab the item. They have no ability to hold back frustration. If they want something, they've got to get it. The intelligent psychopath, especially if he's born into families of power with psychopathic cultures anyway, will use the system. They'll go to the right granite school, granite stone universities. They'll go through the right channels to get to the top, but then they'll really start fighting from then on to get even higher because they're addicted to power. All sides, doesn't matter who they are. Since about the 1900s, I'd say, they brought science in a big, big way, all these power groups, you see, to aid them. And we saw the transformation of one type of system into another type of system in what was called eventually the Soviet system. And people lived through that era, going from one reality to another, completely other reality, where upside was downside, and downside was upside, and everything was literally turned upside down, and you had to learn what was the new reality, or you could be killed for stating the old reality. No kidding, you could be killed for doing that, or locked up as having mental illness. Lots of them were, for saying what used to be. You weren't allowed to remember how things used to be. That was forbidden. If you tried, if you did publicly state how things used to be, you'd have to say it was terrible. It was all this terrible fascist, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, capitalist bad guys who were running the world. And you had to learn that very, very quickly, or you could be killed, you see. Different reality, and you live through it. Now, we're living through the greatest change, planned a long time ago. Since that happened with the revolution in Russia, where we're getting a whole new reality bombarded at us every day from the media, nonstop, being taught now in schools to make sure an up-and-coming generation are completely propagandized and totally indoctrinated into a new ideology. And one day, you will be locked up if you mention in front of one of these people when they're about 20 and wearing a black uniform something that's politically incorrect, or you've got a memory of a good steak, a good juicy steak, something like that, they'll lock you up because it'll be taboo. You see, you'll be able to say, "Oh, that meat eating was terrible. It was awful, awful stuff." That'd be okay. Get slap on the back and called comrade. But if you actually say you remember what a juicy steak tasted like, it'll be taboo. I'm not kidding you. Because we're going to go through, and we are going through, an organized madness. But it's this method to the madness, because it's planned. The whole system is planned. Remember, those who give you reality can never give you the truth of anything they tell you. In fact, it's taboo to give you any truth whatsoever. You must always be told rampant lies. You must always be told it's for the good of the people. That's always used, you see. And they can never tell you the real agenda. It's like the socialized health care. There are no people out there at the top that want to help the people at the bottom. It's never been that way. It has never been that way. Never will be that way. There's a show of it, mind you. There's always a show of it, and there's a few token things put out like Canada's got them, the run-down old clinics you walk into, and you take this big number off a wall, and you sit there. They don't give you a little clip to put on your ear so it can hang there like a cow, but you can hold it in front of you if you want to, and then eventually your number is called up, you know. That's factory medicine. That's socialized medicine. Mind you, the politicians and their own class, etc., from all sides, left wing, right wing, upside and downside, they have a different system for themselves. People don't realize that in Canada, I think it was in the 80s, this was in the time of Preston Manning when he was running, there was a document signed, all politicians signed it, to give themselves special care, medical care, for themselves and their families in top military hospitals. So the socialized system of hospitals and walk-in clinics wasn't good enough for them, you see. And I think the U.S. did the same thing at the same time. And I think it went across the whole Western world at the same time. Because everything happens, you see, at the same time, because of the being cahoots for an awful long time together. So therefore, there's always a reason for... And meanwhile, Canada is great at propaganda. Canada gives out fantastic propaganda to the outside world. And they keep telling even the Canadians they've got the best healthcare system in the world. As you take your little card there and stick it in front of you and wait for your number to get called up. And you might wait there all day, and just before your turn, if the doc who's managing the clinic is called off to the hospital, you'd be asked to come back the next day and try your luck again. But you have to start from scratch, obviously, and take another number. That's what it is. That's how it is here. But, though, if you really need an abortion quickly, or if you need a vasectomy quickly, or a tubal ligation, it's fast. Because, you see, when government runs medicine, there's a political agenda behind it. And we all know the hype these days because it's part of the new reality. There's too many people. As the United Nations itself gives you the statistics every year that we're just plummeting through sterility in the West. And the only reason there seems to be too many people in the Western countries is because the same governments that keep saying there's too many people have floodgates opened to immigration. And the same governments have been doing this for 20, 30 years now to give an impression of overpopulation in your own countries. See, we're global now. We're global. After World War I, and I have the books going way back, they were talking about too many people still being alive after World War I. It hadn't killed enough people off from Britain. Mind you, there are whole villages throughout Britain where you see that Masonic tombstone there with all the names on it of the guys who got killed, that didn't have any men left at all. But it wasn't good enough. And then they put in a program of don't have any more than two children. Most obeyed. And then they still tell you there's too many of you. They open the floodgates to immigration. Back with more after this break.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
I'm Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. Just mentioning there that you can't please your masters, you see, because it's not meant that you please them in that way. Because they have another agenda. Oh, there was always another reason and another agenda at work at the same time as you're still working on the bottom agenda that you think is reality. You see? So you can't please them. You can have one or two children per family for 20, 40, 60 years, and then they still turn around and say there's too many. Then they open the floodgates to immigration, and then they watch everybody rush into the country. Crime escalates. The cops love it because they can hire like crazy, you see, which gives them gives more control of the state over the public. You see how things really are done and the reasons why they're really done? It all works together that way. They know what they're doing at the top. They're not stupid at all. They're not stupid at all. And sometimes the only way you can get through to people in times of massive bombardment of propaganda is to use satire. Satire can cut through and even teach people who are totally in the land of the blind and in the land of the dead. Sometimes you get a chuckle out of them that starts off a little glimmer of hope, you know, somewhere deep inside them. Inside you, certainly, if you see a glimmer of hope in someone you thought was dead. But it might burst into flames through satire. They understand satire and comedy, you see. So this article here explains, as it goes along, really what satire is. And it's called checktheevidence.com, because really it sums up all the rubbish we're hearing today, this massive blitz and propaganda we're getting from all directions of sustainability and CO2 and and flu outbreaks everywhere and yada, yada. Only flu outbreaks are in the media. That's where it is. And it'll be like the last one, too. When they stop talking about it, it'll be gone. You see? This is called checktheevidence.com. It's called Global Media Flu Pandemic Worsens by Mary Kit Olop from Timbuktu. July 17, 2009. Worldwide, observers are concerned that a rampant virulent infection has taken hold of almost all media outlets all over the world. Professor Ed Woodburners of the Institute of Propaganda Studies has said, "We've been working for years to shape the media to report what needs reporting, but even we have been surprised at how this media flu has taken hold." Dr. Joseph Goebbels, or Goebbels, of the University of Misrepresentation, has challenged what many are stating as fact. "We question whether there really is such a thing as media flu at all. We actually think that what we're seeing is a result of corporate policies being implemented behind everyone's backs, the outcome of being something which looks like one illness, but is actually another. What is really happening is that powerful corporate groups, such as those controlling the energy, military, pharmaceutical, and financial sectors, are dictating what news media output should be. Symptoms of media flu include hysterical front-page headlines, not naming people involved in stories being reported, purposeful exaggeration of certain features of a story, desired caused by virus is very strong. More serious symptoms include failure to report important facts, such as legal action taken by some media figures to expose the media flu for what it really is. A person in the street," and that's how it is in television, isn't it? "A person in the street said, 'This media flu is very real. I've really noticed it since they've been going on and on and on about this swine flu trash, trying to scare us into getting vaccinated or take Tamiflu or some such thing. Many are worried that there is no cure for media flu. Alternate media figures, largely unaffected by media flu, are nonetheless worried about the rampant infection. An anonymous alternative media spokesperson, who cannot be named because they might allow people to actually check out the validity of the story, more easily said, 'There seems to be no cure for media flu. All those who question the nature and cause of this infection are censored, ridiculed, or ostracized. Now that media flu has really taken hold, there is no justification that the news media has a reason to exist. I think the presence of media flu explains the trend seen in print news media in recent years. They now give away free magazines, vouchers, and DVDs of movies, and they seem to have to use other gimmicks to get people to buy them. They have basically given up reporting or investigating the most important news stories." Tom Markson of the British Brainwashing Corporation said, "We're being very careful that any media flu infection does not inhibit our usual activities. We will be making sure that we will always report child abuse stories, CO2-based climate change stories, cancer and health scare stories, especially when celebrities are involved, credit crunch stories and the like. We will continue to make sure that any important and valid information which challenges assumptions we make and gives people real hope that a different world could be had goes unreported. After all, we have to protect the interests of the relatively small but very powerful group of people who tell us what to do." And it goes on and on and on. But you see, that's satire, you see. And that's what you need, sometimes, to get through to those who are really down there in the land of the blind. Because you can get a good chuckle out of it. It kind of resonates because there's something in the back of their mind, in the outside of their consciousness, just wavering around there that they can connect with through laughter and what's really happening in the world around them today. And getting back in again into this reality, which goes along the same lines, because after reading that satire, see, we're living satire now, if you understand that. I said ages ago, remember, interdependence, global interdependence, a term put out there years ago by a member of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, back in the 50s even, and it's been parroted ever since. Now it's on a roll, global interdependence, where you must be interdependent. I've said it will come down to the individual person. Wait till you see what happens. Back with more reality after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, going from satire to satire, really, because when you understand the big agenda, nothing surprises you. You know what to expect. And I talked about interdependence and how tied in with all what you're hearing, it's all your fault. You see, there's too many people all consuming, etc. Sustainability, CO2, all global warming, and then it's climate change. And on it goes. They're trying to tell you something, and people don't really get it. It doesn't matter how much they comply, and they will. They'll comply, and they'll bend over to the last bend until their spine cracks. And they still won't get it. The message is, they don't want you around. They don't want you around. And as they plan their next 30, 50 years, they plan to take you down. That's why folk are becoming sterile rather quickly, and dropping dead of cancers all over the place, at all age groups now. They don't want you around. And they've already planned that maybe in 50 years' time, and look at the Department of Defense, 90-page booklet it put out, so it's up on my website in the archive section. The U.S. one is exactly the same, the big think tanks for the military. I projected the next 50 years and more, with a sharp drop in population in about 30 years' time, after all the coming riots that they expect to happen. This is their own words, their own writings. But in the meantime, they've got to shape us and get us to go along with it, you see, get us all ready for it as we start all going down the tubes. And interdependence is a term, as I say, they keep using. And countries thought, oh, it just means countries were interdependent. It means you're going to be dependent for everything that you need to survive personally. That's what it means. And they're using the same old techniques they've always used. They've updated them. See, money was a con from the beginning. It's always been a con game, absolute con game. And using the same techniques of the money con game and going into the carbon trading and carbon rationing game, you see. First it starts with the countries and then big corporations, then it goes down to the individual. And I've said this would come. And eventually, as I say too, you won't sell your house unless it's been certified and checked out to be eco-proof, etc. Eco-rated. And there will be people on the streets, like refugees, because we are in an ongoing now, ongoing war situation. I said that at 9/11, the night that it happened. Everything you see in a warfare situation, rationing of all kinds, people traveling from place to place with wheelbarrows, that will come. I mean, I kid you not, it will come. If you think it's getting crazy now, it's nothing, nothing to what it's planned to be. Here's an article here, and it's from yesterday, from ITN and Yahoo News. Carbon rationing proposed, right? The government is being warned it may need to introduce carbon rationing to cut pollution from everyday activities such as filling up the car with petrol. This came out in the UK, but it's to happen across the planet. A report from the Institute for Public Policy Research, again, that private big foundation, you see, that we don't elect, that advises governments, has said that personal quotas for emissions, personal quotas, may be needed if current policies fail to cut greenhouse gases. You know, that other big farce, you know. It says, these proposed credits will be used to buy gas and electricity for powering homes, fuel for cars, and plane tickets for holidays. People who did not use up their allocations, so you're going to be rationing, you see, could sell the excess to people who use more fossil fuels for their vehicles or vacations. So guess who wins here? The wealthy, the stinking rich win in this one. See, they don't want a middle class either. For all the lefties out there, they don't want a middle class at all. It's all but eradicated now as it is. The quotas would shrink over time in order to reduce carbon emissions. The Institute for Public Policy Research admits that the scheme could cost around £1.4 billion a year, would be difficult to implement, and likely to be unpopular. No kidding. This is a whole layer of bureaucracy now. A whole new layer of bureaucracy to deal with you. And your personal carbon usage, you see, an output. However, the think tank's report says that if the end of the UK's first carbon budget in 2000, see, it's based on the same con as economics. The carbon budget in 2012, emissions were not being reduced. The government may have to consider rationing as a plan B. The five-year carbon budgets were brought in as part of attempts to meet legally binding targets to cut emissions by at least 24% by 2020 and at least 80% by 2050 across the UK economy as a whole. Do you understand that we're talking that this should be in satire? But this is the sort of stuff that introduced into the Soviet regime, a whole new reality. We're getting our new reality, and we're living through it. We're living through it. We are the proof. That's where it's going to be dangerous for those with memories to survive very long. That's generally what they do. They have to get rid of those with memory. Most won't go along with everything and can't remember. It's the kind of sleepwalk through life. Personal carbon budgets. Personal carbon budgets. And, which should be in satire, because as I say, there's no pleasing them, is there? They start off with a certain quota of something, and then you fulfill that quota, and you're a good little boy and girl, and they punish you again and reduce you until your rations are about the size of a sugar cube, you know. Mail Online, it says here, September the 10th, 2009, age of the bonsai bin. Families will be forced to cram their garbage, their rubbish, into mini containers. Now, they're all paying taxes, and double and triple taxes, etc. We went through all that stuff before. Remember, you're supposed to get taxation with representation. In other words, if you're going to get taxed for something, you're supposed to get something out of it. That was supposed to be the democratic deal that was made a long time ago. And so they tax you for disposing your garbage, etc. And then they started to tax you again on each bag then, on top. So you're doubly taxed and triply taxed, etc. And then they cut how much you can put out there, but still charge you and up your taxes, still charge you as though you're putting out 10 bags a week or something, and you're only putting out one. And people don't really get it. They're just being fleeced and fleeced into the grave here. So you try to please your masters, and you don't quite get why you can't please them. It's a different agenda at work. They don't want you around. Families are to be issued with new bonsai bins to make homeowners reduce the amount of rubbish they throw away. Now, we were given a consumer society. The governments themselves, remember, 9/11 happened, and one of the top guys in the U.S. went on at the same time as Alan Rock went on in Canada, same day, and told everybody to get out their credit cards and spend, 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 buy, 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 keep the economy going, right? Keep the economy going. It's so important to keep the economy going. Meanwhile, if you stop taking things home, you see, there's no economy. There's no economy, and you stop buying things, then people are out of work. You see? And everything that they make is covered in this plastic rubbish that you almost need a chainsaw to get the stuff off it. Way overpackaged. Everything is way overpackaged. But they don't tell the businesses to stop overpackaging stuff, do they? No, it's you, the guy who buys at the bottom and gets the blame for everything. So they're going to give you smaller bins to put your garbage. Now, Britain's bad. They've got a police state over there, and it's, of course, it's everywhere else, but it's really enforced in Britain. It's more evident. And they have guys going around checking your garbage bins, and you get massive fines if their lid isn't on properly and stuff like that. They're training the children to go and squeal on people. And people accept this. It's astonishing. The scheme will see one city's standard size 240-litre wheelie bin, that's your garbage bin, used by more than 150,000 homes, removed and replaced by smaller versions. It means that a family of five could be forced to squeeze all their non-recyclable rubbish into a meagre 180-litre container. Now, your taxes won't go down if you put out less garbage. Why isn't that? How come your taxes just keep going up and up and up? Eh? The scheme is being introduced in Bristol, where the Liberal Democrat Council is hoping to cut the amounts of rubbish it sends to landfill and encourage households to put out less waste than cannot be recycled. But the pattern looks likely to be copied across the country. Of course it will. We've got a trial balloon up somewhere to get everybody used to the idea, then they just bring it in. The city is one of the first to operate the government's favoured model for future rubbish services, a weekly collection of food waste and other rubbish picked up by bin men once a fortnight. Council leaders will vote on whether to reduce the size of the city's bins next week. Can you believe they're getting paid to debate this stuff? They're taking your money to debate this stuff. Astonishing. And you get a massive fine if you overdo it. Massive, massive fine. So if you get a massive fine, how can you consume and keep the economy going? You see how they're creating mental illness everywhere? Because that's what you'd have to be, mentally ill. And if you'd understand and double think and accept the two concepts, then you'd be mentally ill. Obviously. Obviously. It's astonishing, really, what's happening. And then you go into how we're supposed to be bankrupt. We're bankrupt and bankrupt. But money, again, is a con game, isn't it? The banks looted the country, the countries of the world, again. And then they were rewarded for it. And we're supposedly being utterly bankrupted again because they take the tax money and put it all to paying off the bankers, who said that the money that all vanished in their bubbles went to money heaven. I wonder who's got the keys to money heaven, because it will be somewhere. And here's Homeland Security. Ground broken on $3.4 billion Homeland Security Complex. And it's no coincidence it's happening now. Right now, this month. No coincidence at all. This is Washington. Washington notables broke ground on the future home of the Department of Homeland Security on Wednesday, symbolically starting construction on the biggest federal building project in the Washington area since the Pentagon 68 years ago. The project will bring together more than 15,000 employees now scattered in 35 offices in the region, placing them on a 176-acre campus strewn with historic buildings in a long-neglected corner of Washington, 5 miles from the Capitol building. Department leaders hope the $3.4 billion, now you know it's going to cost more than that. I haven't heard one country in any world, one government, ever give the right. It's always about 10 times more, at least, you know, by the time they're finished. Its core mission will be to protect the homeland in ways big and small. It will help hold meetings. So it's a $3.4 billion meeting place. Secretary Janet Napolitano said it will help us build that culture of one DHS, Department of Homeland Security. One culture. That's scary, though, eh? To build that culture of one Department of Homeland Security. We were Sovietized. At the groundbreaking process, political leaders shoveled dirt with care. I bet they did, because they wanted to get on their beautiful shoes, you see, very careful, but pitched historical references and metaphors with abandon. I do have a kind of paternalistic feeling towards the Department of Homeland Security, says Senator Joe Lieberman, Connecticut, an early advocate for creating the department. I feel like we're finally given a home to this child we've created, which is finally reaching maturity. That's scary, too. Lieberman likened the creation of the department's headquarters to the creation of the Pentagon. Now, listening to the Pentagon, the ground was broken on the Pentagon on September the 11th. It's always September the 11th, eh? 1941. Exactly 60 years before the 2001 terrorist attacks. What a coincidence, eh? And here they are in September, almost at September, the same date again, doing this, eh? Oh, but of course, if you draw this together and say, isn't that like a pattern here? Oh, you're paranoid, one of these conspiracy nuts, aren't you? President Franklin Roosevelt planned the defense consolidation, Lieberman said, because he knew war was imminent and felt it could be coordinated more efficiently from one location. The Department of Homeland Security also will benefit by consolidation, Lieberman said. The site today has the appearance of a sprawling college campus, although one stuck in time. Established by Congress in 1855 as a government hospital for the insane, that's a good place for them. And later renamed St. Elizabeth's, the campus has 62 buildings built between 1850s and the 1940s. So, there you go. They can spend like crazy. Spend like crazy on something that really is it started with Richard Nixon when he really signed the bill for FEMA to start up. And it's been snowballing since then. But Nixon just did what he was told as well. He really did what he was told. And he was rewarded. People think he left in disgrace. But no, he was promoted because then he became a technocrat. And the public, nobody knew that he wasn't out fishing or weeping in his suds or something. All those years, we found out when he died that he'd been the main negotiator for setting up China, to be the industrial leader of the world. All those years, we never knew that. So he was actually promoted, you see. So we're going through this incredible war. It's a war that most folk don't understand. They think it's vaguely about some in the Middle East somewhere or Afghanistan maybe, or something like that, or vaguely Muslim, and they don't realize this is a war to change the entire world and everybody in it and how you live or die, or even if you will live. And I'm not kidding about that. Hell is coming down. And they're using the Soviet techniques, because the Soviet techniques were not developed in the Soviet Union. They were written about and discussed 100 years prior to that, in London, England, by big foundations run by very rich people, in fact, the richest people on the planet. And they used experts in behavioral psychology, as we call it today, of that era, to plan how to create a new reality. And they put more information on how to do it today, and we're going through the craziness now. But always remember, too, I've always said when they abuse the public, and they always abuse the public, we're just numbers at the bottom. See, you've either made it to the top or you're nothing in their reality at the top. If you're not one of them, you're nothing. And they've already decided a long time ago that the middle classes that they helped build up to help them run a system during the industrial age would have to be eliminated once we're post-industrial into this new utopia where those who have used the Darwin agenda by breeding, special breeding, getting stinking rich, surviving through many generations, proving you're fit to survive, will go on into the future. They don't need the middle classes emulating them. Back with more after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Remember, these articles will be put up on my site. The links I'll put up on my site tonight after the show, and you can check them out for yourself. And there's one last one before we go to a caller, and that's to do with the BBC. It's from September the 8th. For Greenspan, Alan Greenspan had an interview, a rare interview with the BBC, and he blamed it all on the public, the crash. He blamed the public, basically, for the crash, plus he says there'll be another one to come up. He's in the know, of course. They plan the crashes, because after all, they plan the money goes to Money Heaven, where they can lock it up securely and only they have the keys and the combination. But that's another story altogether. Now we'll go to Brandon from Florida, if he's on the line.
Hey, Alan.
Yes.
It's just amazing how much people put up with, you know, how much we can take.
Yeah.
And I was taking a class in economics in college, and they taught us about the prisoner's dilemma, where you either rat out your accomplice or both agree not to rat on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it reminds me of just, you know, things we just go along with because we're not united in any one stand. Like if everyone just said, I don't want to go to work anymore.
Yeah.
Or I don't want to use money. You know, mm-hmm. You could collapse the whole thing. But
you would collapse the whole thing. And that's, I mean, see, they always need our cooperation for everything they want to do to us. They go along with the conclusion and the hope, of course, the informed hope, because they've got people watching the population at all times, all the people won't go along with the same idea at the same time. We're divided and conquered. That's what they hope. Well, that's how they hope we'll stay, because they need our compliance to do everything to us. And most folk will go along with it, too. If their neighbors are getting pulled out of the house in the middle of the night, it's okay. It's not them. It's only when it comes to them, their door, that they get upset about it. If folk were to stand together and say, enough is enough, enough of this nonsense, this Sovietized elitist system, and it is a Soviet system, collectivist system they're using. They're using all of the same techniques of brainwashing and mind control, but it's run by the same people who ran the Soviet system and set it up, and it run from London, basically. They've been running this for a long, long time. Yeah.
That's pretty scary. I had an ex-girlfriend, and she has a dog, and she had like a dog appointment at PetSmart for to get her dog groomed, mm-hmm. and she missed the appointment. And I asked her, well, you know, we'll just go another time. She said, well, they're going to charge me for that.
Yes.
I'm just thinking, what in the world? What kind of place are we living in? It's like they're charging for missed appointments for a dog to get a dog.
Well, you're getting punished, you see. That's the new system is a perpetual childhood. And since we're always children, regardless of our age, we're going to get punished for everything. And this is how they do it. Governments do the same thing, too, with fines and fees and all the rest of it. Punishment. That's what children understand, and that's what we get. And it's no surprise to me that business is now copying it, because government's been doing this for an awful long time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I don't think I'll ever get comfortable with that. It's just.
Well, you've been naughty. You see, you've been awfully naughty, and I get it too from the guys that I use for satellite uploading, ExploreNet. If I use ExploreNet, they punish me by cutting my bandwidth until it's crawling. Yeah. Dial-up speed, yeah. But they take my money every month, that's okay. But that's
well, I guess you got to go along with them. They're the guys leading you along.
Yes, you see, they're the bosses and you're the peasant, and they punish you for using their system and
well,
a very
a lot, Alan.
Flexible bandwidth that they have there. But thanks
well,
for calling. From Hamish himself in Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God or your God's go with you.
With recent